Hello and welcome to this, the first of Project Blast's Coastal Walks podcasts. Today I'm joined on this 6 mile walk by Phil Bradfield, who's an Open University tutor, and Emily Unell of the Open University's Blast Project. So we've arrived at the very beginning of our walk here, with just the 6 miles to start point to go, and from here we can actually see the end, which is quite reassuring with the lighthouse on the end of the head there. But where we're standing now is on this shingle ridge. Now, is this all natural?
Oh yes, perfectly natural. Yeah, it's been here for about 7,000 to 10,000 years, actually formed after the last ice age. It was caused by the ice. When the ice melted, the sea levels rose, and we've got a similar thing happening today. When it last happened in the Ice Age, the sea levels rose dramatically and pushed shingle up from the English Channel and formed the Shingle Ridge, which we've got in front of us now. Got a broad expanse about 3 miles long, I suppose.
And it's certainly looking quite spectacular. I mean, it's only sort of 9:45 in the morning now, and the sun is shining and it's just catching it off the sea beautifully there.
Beautiful,
very, very nice,
yeah.
And blue.
It's absolutely beautiful. Well, we've parked at the north end of the ridge at a place called Street Gate. Well, there's free parking for 7 or 8 cars, and if you can't get in there, there's a pay and display car park a little way up the hill. This is the point where the road bends inland and goes to the village of Street, and we're at a place called, it used to be called Street Undercliff, because it was a little village, a little fishing village under the cliff at Street.
So we're standing on the beach and we're surrounded with lots and lots of different kinds of pebbles. Why are they all different?
Yeah, there's dozens of different types of rock that have formed these pebbles. And if you look at them closely, they're a bit small here, but when we get further down the ridge and the pebbles are bigger, you can see they're made up of all sorts of things, limestones, sandstones, mudstones, even granite. Mostly they've come from the English Channel, from out in the bay, out in the channel, and they've been swept in. But some of them are carried down by rivers and streams and glacier action in the last ice age period. The natural rock around here, there's quite big, large bits of slate you can see lying around.
Oh yeah.
Those flat grey bits of slate, and that's the natural rock, the bedrock around here. But all the other whites and reds and things are from somewhere else.
Okay.
So, a vast variety of different colours and very attractive it is.
And is this a unique environment?
It's probably the biggest one like this on this coast. There's one or two more further down. In fact, the walk takes us past a small shingle ridge at Bee Sands that looks very similar, but not as attractive and large as this one. And it's not formed in the same way as some other shingle bars, like Portland, for example, which is quite different. This one was formed by, as I say, by the ice pushing the shingle inland, whereas the one at Portland's formed in a quite different way. Right, so we're going to walk to our next stopping point, which is about halfway between here, between the first one and the monument, about 500 yards, 500 metres along.